Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenik, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
I'm a young female without a sex partner, so I'd like to know how to achieve my most intense orgasm during masturbation.
Masturbation is something that many women and men, whether single or in a relationship, enjoy as part of their sexual experiences. There are many ways to enjoy pleasurable masturbation experiences. However, let's start with why you want to have one. I mention this only because I sometimes find that I meet people, especially women, who are masturbating and trying to have orgasms during masturbation only because they feel that they should, or that is something that most women their age do. In fact, some women and men never masturbate. Other people masturbate at some points in their lives, but not others. If you're not particularly interested in masturbating, you might reassure yourself that you don't have to in order to be normal or like other women. If, on the other hand, you're interested in masturbating and/or you enjoy it and would simply like to explore various ways to spruce it up, there are a number of ways to do this. A key way to enhance your masturbation is to engage your mind. Try to think of something that you find sexy. This varies from person to person. For some people, it's thinking about having sex with one or more women. For others, it's thinking about having sex with one or more men. In the realm of sexual fantasies, anything is possible. You might fantasize about being dominant, submissive, stripping, engaging in oral sex, engaging in anal sex, dressing a certain way, having group sex, having sex with a stranger, kissing an ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend, being sexual with someone you always wanted to, seeing a celebrity naked, and so on. Other times, people engage their mind by watching porn. You can do these things alone, or you can do them while masturbating with your hands and or a vibrator. Keep in mind, too, that there are many ways to masturbate. While some women predominantly stimulate their clitoris, others focus stimulation on their labia, the vaginal lips. Some women stimulate their own breasts, perhaps with lubricant or lotion to make it feel more sensual. Other times, women stimulate the area around their anus, or they insert something inside their anus and rectum, or inside their vagina for stimulation. To learn more about women's masturbation, check out Because It Feels Good, A Woman's Guide to Sexual Pleasure and Satisfaction, or Morgasm, Babe Lamb's Guide to Mind-Blowing Sex.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I had sex with my girlfriend without a condom for only 20 seconds. Is it possible she'll get pregnant?
Here at Kinsey Confidential, we get many questions about pregnancy. And no wonder. Though most women and men want to be parents at some point in their lives, most also want to be able to plan to become pregnant when they're ready to, and to plan not to become pregnant when they don't want to become pregnant. As for your question about having sex with your girlfriend without using a condom, it doesn't matter how short or long the sex lasted. If your erect penis was inside your girlfriend's vagina without a condom, then there is the risk of pregnancy. That said, if you did not ejaculate and the only fluid from your penis that got inside her vagina was pre-ejaculate, the thin fluid that some men notice coming from their penis when they're aroused, then the risk of pregnancy would be very, very low. However, is this a risk that you or your girlfriend wants to take? On the other hand, if you ejaculated inside your girlfriend, even just a little bit, that certainly increases the risk of pregnancy. In order for a pregnancy to occur, there needs to be an egg and some sperm, and then the sperm need to fertilize the egg, and then the fertilized egg needs to implant itself and stay implanted in the woman's uterus. If your girlfriend was not ovulating at the time, then there would be no egg. But most couples rarely ever track a woman's ovulation, and also ovulation timing can vary considerably, especially among young women. If you and your girlfriend do not want to become pregnant, we would highly recommend that the two of you talk about your sexual relationship. How do you both feel about being sexually active together? Is this something that you both want and feel comfortable with? What expectations do you have for being sexual together in terms of being exclusive or seeing other people, or whether you see this as a serious ongoing relationship or something that feels right only for right now, as with many friends with benefits relationships? It's also crucial that you two discuss your feelings around sexually transmissible infections, which we call STIs, and birth control. You two have already had intercourse, even if just briefly. Have you talked about your histories of being tested or treated for any STIs? How would you feel about going together to get tested? What about your feelings about birth control and how, if you continue to be sexually active together, you might take responsibility for preventing pregnancy? These are conversations that we would encourage for you to have together so that you can make informed, healthy decisions that help you both to feel good about your relationship.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.